Pepper Young Family. Pepper Young Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message.
Well, a house on Union Street should soon belong to the Youngs again. That New York organization definitely decided that the Cornet Lake property would be an ideal spot for their retarded tile project. And they authorized Mr. Brewster, their representative, to go ahead with its purchase. Last night, Sam Young was handed a check for a down payment on the property. He's just about on top of the world this morning as he enters Mr. Walters' real estate office.
Well, Mr. Young, I hope you're dropping in on me like this means good news.
Yep, pretty good.
I didn't really have to ask you. One look at your face would tell me that.
The best news in the world. I'm going to buy back my house, Walter.
Oh.
What do you know about that, huh?
That's what I hoped you'd say. I've been counting on it. You don't know how hard it's been to stall those other people. They are crazy about the house, too. It's just what they've been looking for.
Well, you were on the spot, weren't you? A real estate man having to queer a sale.
I'd do it again any time to have you people own that Union Street house.
Well, it looks as if we're really going to own it now. I'm prepared to make the down payment that Phillips agreed to, and all I have to do now is to write you out a check, and I guess the deal's on.
That's fine, Mr. Young. I'm glad things are breaking right for you.
Well, they couldn't be any better. I had no idea I'd be able to buy the house this year, but here I am, doing just that. And I'll try to pay $100 a month from now on, and in time, it'll be paid for.
Good.
I don't know when, but in X number of years.
Now, that suits me, all right, if it suits Mr. Phillips.
Oh, Phillips said he'd agreed to anything.
Oh, well, very well, Mr. Young. Mm-hmm. I'll have the contract drawn up. All you have to do is write out your check. We'll deliver the deed. You don't have to search the title, of course, because you were the former owner.
That's right. All right, now, have you a fountain pen?
Ah, yes, right here. All ready for you to sign on the dotted line.
Thank you. And how I like to sign this one. There we are. And there's the down payment. The rest will be in lieu of rent.
Ah, yes, I've got that clear. I'll send you the contract and the deed as soon as I get it back from Mr. Phillips.
Fine, fine. I guess it doesn't mean much to anybody else, Walters, but let me tell you, I feel like a different man now that I've been able to buy that house back.
It does mean a lot to you, doesn't it, Mr. Young?
It means everything to me. Not only for my own sake, but for my wife's. She's dug her roots so deep in that house that I don't believe I could uproot her now. No, I'm afraid she couldn't be happy any place else.
Well, you know, it's hard to move away from a town like this when you've grown to love it.
Yeah.
In a way, all of us have.
Yes, yes, I know it. Particularly when your children have grown up here and every inch of the ground has some association.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can either see them roller skating or coasting downhill or running to school. Mm-hmm. Coming in on winter's nights and with the hockey sticks and the skates. And the whole place is crammed full of associations. And that's what Elmwood means to us. Most of all, that's what this house means to us. Of course, a man's different. He can go here and there and everywhere. And
oh, no, I don't think a man's so different, Mr. Young. I think a man grows to love a house, too.
I know that's true of me. Well, I won't take up any more of your time, except that there is one thing, Walter.
What's that?
I sold that Coronet Lake property.
But you don't? Well, now that's swell. I didn't think you could do it. I didn't think you'd ever get a buyer for it.
Yes, I sold it to a syndicate operating from New York. And you know, they're going to tear down the old Coronet house and put up some cottages. And they're going to bring some retarded children here and make a school and a home for them.
Well, now, Mr. Young, that sounds like a fine proposition.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. And I think it's going to mean a lot to the town of Elmwood. And I've taken the job of managing it.
Have you, Mr. Young?
Yes, sir.
Well, they couldn't get a better man.
I don't know about that.
Oh, well, I do.
Say, look, you're still president of the Chamber of Commerce, aren't you, Walter?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'd like to come down and talk to them about this.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to tell them what I think it's going to mean to Elmwood and why I think everybody ought to get back of it. You see, we've got to raise some money to bring these kids here, in addition to the money that they already have for the buildings and all the rest of it.
Well, that oughtn't to be hard.
No, I shouldn't think so. I'm going down to talk to Goodwin about it and see if we can't start things up with a newspaper campaign. But, you know, I thought if I could talk to the fellows down here at the chamber and get them all together, we might be able to swing this in pretty short order. And I'd like to see this home for children right here in Elmwood, wouldn't you?
I sure would, Mr. Young. And you can count on me. Now, I'll call the meeting whenever you like.
Well, now, let's see. Some night next week would be fine.
All right, Mr. Young. You just let me know what night suits you, and I guess I can get the men together.
Well, I think Wednesday or Thursday would be all right.
All right, then. I'll call the meeting for Wednesday night, and we'll hash the whole thing over.
Fine.
Are you going to see Goodwin now?
Yes.
Well, you tell him the chamber will back you up.
All right, I will.
Bye, Walters.
Goodbye, Mr. Young.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Have you got a minute?
Well, Sam, you sound on top of the world this morning. Come in, come in.
Thanks. How are you?
Hey, you haven't been to see us for a long time.
Oh, I know I haven't. I haven't had any excuse to, but I've got an excuse now.
Big news story? Something breaking?
A big news story and something breaking.
The last time there was a news story, it came from your son, and it was a humdinger.
Oh, you mean the announcement of my daughter's engagement to young Trent?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry it got out when you didn't want it to.
Well, we won't go into that.
Oh, it's a long story, and I suppose I was 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 story, and I suppose I...
Well, I've got some news for you this time that you don't need to go soft on. You can loud pedal it as much as you like.
Yeah, good. What is it?
It's this. I just sold the Coronet Lake property to some people from New York. And they're going to tear down the old Coronet house and put up a home for retarded children.
Yeah.
They're going to bring them here and house them in Elmwood with proper care. And Elmwood is going to be able to stand back of as fine a philanthropic project as has ever been launched.
Hey, that's something. How do you come to know about all this?
I just told you I sold the property to these people from New York. They looked it over and decided to buy it. And more than that, Phil, they've decided to put up cottages in place of the Coronet house. They've got enough money to buy the property and put up the cottages, and the only thing the people in Elmwood have to do is to raise some more money toward completing the project.
Oh, you mean they haven't got enough to float the whole thing?
Well, no, they haven't. You see, they want the community to subscribe some of it.
Well, how much do they want us to raise here?
Oh, about $25,000?
No. Well, that ought not to be hard.
That's what I thought. And not only that, Phil, but I've been asked to manage the whole shebang.
Say, that makes it even better. Everybody in this town will get behind you, Sam.
Thanks. You know, I'm completely sold on the idea, and if you think I'm sold, you ought to hear Mary on the subject. She's so crazy about the idea, she can't talk about anything else.
Well, now, that ought to make a pretty good story.
Well, it certainly ought to. Look, I want to make a plea for toys, children's furniture, anything of the sort that'll help furnish the cottages. Primarily, of course, the money is important. We've got to raise that first.
All right, Sam. Give me all the facts. Tell me all about it, who these people are and what they call themselves and all the rest of them.
Well, I'll be glad to tell you as much as I know. More information will be coming through all the time. And Phil, I'd like you to talk to Brewster.
Mm.
He represents the New York crowd. He was the one who picked Coronet Lake as the right spot.
We haven't got anything like that anywhere around here, have we? None of the other towns are going to be asked in on the philanthropy, are they?
No, we're the only one. And I think Elmwood ought to turn out in a big way and back this thing to the hilt.
All right, Sam. I'll give you an editorial about it and flash it over the front page. It'll make a good story while it's in the building. And it'll be good for pictures and all the rest of it. When the youngsters get here, we can take a lot of pictures of them, too, and play that up.
You bet. Well, thanks, Phil. I knew you'd help me put it over.
I sure will. It's a swell idea. Just what this community needs to pull it together and have it work for one goal. The paper can certainly plug a project like that 100%.
Okay, let's go to it, Phil. I'll give you all the facts you want to know.
Well, when Mr. Brewster chose Sam Young to manage the Carnet Lake project, he certainly picked the right man. Mr. Young certainly lost no time in getting things rolling. And with the Free Press behind him 100%, he should soon have the support of all Elmwood. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Mr. Young gives his wife a wonderful gift. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.